serving the universe.
Hi, I'm Kara Reifert, and you're listening to some of the greatest air talent ever recorded on Air Checks Live.
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.
A lot of what will be coming up. And today in the Daily News, educational editor Bert Shannis profiles some of the people and the problems that have surfaced since school boards were decentralized a little more than 2 years ago. In part two of the special series on school decentralization, you will learn why even staunch supporters of local school control admit that the plan has so far missed its goal. Quality of education hasn't improved, but petty squabbling and politicking for school-oriented jobs and favors has increased. If you plan to vote for local school board members on May 1st, be sure to read Bert Shannon's special report on school decentralization today in the Daily News, New York's number one bestseller. I remember when I was a kid, even I had a lot of squabbles. You know, who's going to be the blackboard eraser chairman for the week and all that stuff? This is a little heavier. Check it out in the Daily News. Rock and Stereo, WPLJ, New York. It's 9:02.
Presented with no static at all from Big Apple Air Checks. This is America's classic radio audio museum. Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.
Turn on your radio, for heaven's sakes, yes. Graham Nash in Chicago, we can change the world. Time's 9:08. Good morning. If you're nodding a little bit, if you have that trouble, you nod a lot at this hour of the morning, wear a red tie. And when your head goes down, this glare of a doing, right? 38 degrees, sunny skies, look for a bright, cool weekend. High temperatures in the upper 40s. And in the low 50s for tomorrow. It's going to be a very nice weekend. 38 degrees. In baseball, we gave you the scores. I didn't give you the school scores, though. CW Post 2, St. Francis 1. FDU 7, Rutgers 4, Lafayette 4, Westchester State 1. LIU 3, St. John's of New York 2, Montclair State 9, New York Tech nothing. Pace 11, St. Peter's 4, Queens 7, Brooklyn 3, William Patterson 5, and Bloomsburg 4.
Tonight at 11:30, it's the Bee Gees in concert.
I started a joke. They started the whole world crying.
With Focus. The Jay Giles Band. FM Stereo TV simulcast from Channel 7 and WPLJ. Join us at 11:30 for 90 minutes of sights and sounds in stereo. The Bee Gees, Focus, Jay Giles, and Steely Dan in concert tonight at 11:30 on Channel 7 and WPLJ. The two new double album sets of the Beatles are available for $5.96 each at all King Carol stores.
Here it is, the only authorized collection of Beatles on two big double album sets, Beatles 62 to 66 and Beatles 67 to 70.
Find a King Carol store at 111 West 42nd Street, 940 3rd Avenue, 460 West 42nd Street, 609 5th Avenue, and 40-46 Main Street, Flushing.
It's all yours. Two big double album sets, the only authorized collection of Beatles on Apple Records and Tapes. At your favorite record stores everywhere.
Available for $5.96 per set at King Carol stores, located throughout the metropolitan area.
On WPLJ, it's 9:11. It's Call Me, Al Green doing the job. It's 9:15 and it's 38 degrees. Good morning, I'm Dick Summer. We got sunny skies right now. That's an understatement. Got bright, cool weekend coming on. It's going to be really nice early spring weekend here in New York. The air quality is even supposed to be acceptable. So I suggest that you stay upwind of the buses and keep it that way. High temperatures in the upper 40s today and the low 50s tomorrow. Who knows, maybe 60 for Sunday. Really nice. 38 degrees, a quarter past nine. Here's the news.
Egypt says Israel should be kicked out of the UN for the commando raid on Beirut on Tuesday. In Beirut this morning, ABC's Peter Jennings reports on conditions in Lebanon after the mass funerals yesterday for guerrilla leaders killed in the raid.
Lebanese have returned to their jobs today after a massive display of support for the three murdered Palestinian leaders. The local press here this morning makes much of the fact that the funeral and the demonstrations went off without incident. Last night was quiet, and while the American community is still apprehensive in the wake of anti-American campaigns, there have not been any incidents today. The U.S. Embassy remains under heavy guard. President Frangieh, despite some reports, has not made a decision on the proffered resignation of Prime Minister Saab Salim. The speculation is divided, half that the Prime Minister will be asked to form his government again, and half that the President today will search for a new Prime Minister. Peter Jennings, ABC News, Beirut.
I'm Bill Owen, American FM Radio.
I'm inside this huge model of a Lee two-stage oil filter to show you why two stages are better than one. This is the Lee Maxi Filter's first stage filter element. Under normal driving conditions, it works exactly like your ordinary single-stage oil filter. But when the oil starts surging, that is, as your filter gets dirty, when you start cold or step on the gas, your single-stage filter can bypass, allowing dirty, unfiltered oil to reach your engine. But this Lee Maxi Filter has a second stage to handle surging oil. Under surge, this valve up here opens and the oil flows through the second stage filter element. What this Lee Maxi Filter does, quite simply, is filter oil single-stage filters mist, because two stages are better than one. The Lee two-stage Maxi Filter, one of the Lee eliminators at stores where do-it-yourself products are sold.
Saigon says communist gunners stepped up their attacks along the central coast of South Vietnam today, killing 14 government troops. At a mock trial on the campus of USC yesterday, students judged Jane Fonda guilty of collaborating with an enemy and hanged her in effigy. In Los Angeles, Ms. Fonda was asked about her statement earlier that returning prisoners were lying about being tortured while in prison in North Vietnam.
I never blanketly said that all prisoners of war are lying. I said that, first of all, the primary lie comes from the U.S. government, and that is the one we have to concern ourselves with. I believe that prisoners who are saying that it was systematic policy of the Vietnamese to torture prisoners are not telling the truth.
Jane Fonda says time will bring out the truth of what went on in prison camps in North Vietnam. Jane Fonda talked with ABC News on March 30th and said this about the charges of torture of American prisoners.
Any pilot who says that it was a systematic policy of the North Vietnamese to torture prisoners is a liar. And I also want to say that these men are not heroes.
Jane Fonda talking with ABC News on March 30th. In San Diego, a Navy pilot who appeared at a news conference in Hanoi with Jane Fonda and Ramsey Clark says he was forced to appear by his guards who deliberately hurt his broken arm. Lieutenant Commander David Hoffman says he rejects everything he said at the news conference. Canada's delegate to the ICCS, Michel Gauvin, says he's concerned about the helicopter shot down in South Vietnam that may have met its fate at the hands of troops whose presence in South Vietnam is not provided for in the Paris ceasefire agreement. In Phnom Penh, thousands of people reportedly sang and danced in the streets today to celebrate the Cambodian New Year, despite a reported buildup of communist troops around the city. Fuel for civilian use is expected to run out over the weekend. An American airlift is bringing in aviation fuel. Some fighting was reported around Phnom Penh during the night. This is American FM Radio.
And this is WPLJ. Good morning. I'm Dick Summer.
People smile and tell me I'm the lucky one.
Airchecks.com.
Matt Syke and Tina Turner, the story of Proud Mary, who is huffing and puffing and rolling on the river. Bride of 90. Anne Murray and Danny's song. Listen, if you're a bride, if you're 90 years old and you're getting married this spring, may I suggest to you that you be very, very careful there at the ceremony when you got a lily in your hand. Keep your eyes wide open.
The public has become very aware of unisex hair styling salons. The Subway is one of these salons that has become very aware of the public. We at the Subway have noticed people will travel in search of a fine haircut. When they they come to us, their search is ended. We cut hair, and we think we do it better than anyone else. The Subway. Hair today or tomorrow.
Subway hair cutters in Millburn and Morristown, New Jersey. Call for an appointment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Al Hurt for the Toyota Jazz Parade.
Man, the Toyota Jazz Parade is numb. Time to get in on a limited number of special, really jazzed up Toyotas. With deck, crazy colors, racing stripes, even AM, FM radios. Let me tell you, there's some fancy economy cars. Corolla Sport Coupes, Corona Hard Tops, and the wagon and pickups are jazzed up. And all at low Toyota prices.
In stereo, WPLJ at 929. This is the latest from Procol Harum.